On a typical spring Tuesday in a presidential election year, voters head to the polls, but primaries are being postponed. Votes are being conducted by mail. Political rallies are gone. But this doesn't mean voters are not thinking about who to send to Washington. We've been featuring a series here we're calling Every 30 Seconds, because every 30 seconds a Latino turns old enough to vote. They're becoming a huge voting bloc. Today, reporter Alejandra Martinez from WLRN in Miami tells us about one young voter in South Florida and how the coronavirus is impacting her decisions.
Janelisa Ayuso is trying to cope with the new reality of coronavirus.
It's definitely a stressful time for me and my family.
That's from a voice memo Janelisa sent to update me. Janelisa's family's financial situation has changed.
My mom just got laid off from her job, and right now we're kind of just figuring out how we're going to be able to navigate this global pandemic for the next coming weeks and figure out what we're going to do about money and supplies.
Janelisa and I actually met for the first time a few weeks ago, before the city of Miami shut down all public places due to the outbreak.
Hey, I'm Alejandra.
Janelisa,
nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you.
Janelisa is 18, Cuban Puerto Rican, and identifies as non-binary, meaning Janelisa goes by the pronouns they and them. They has bright red hair, wears huge hoop earrings, and bulky pink glasses. Because of that, Janelisa goes by pink.
bright, aerial mermaid hair.
We talked about politics and issues important to them.
Human rights, race, immigration, women's rights, farm workers and domestic workers' rights.
Pink grew up in Wynwood, a Miami neighborhood formerly known as
El Barrio or Little San Juan.
Right now, Pink's a high school senior. Pink says they became more aware of the issues affecting the community about a year ago.
People of color and black people and indigenous people had to struggle through in order to be where they are now. I think for so long I had all the words to talk about the problems and none to come up with the solutions.
That year, Pink joined a Miami social justice group called Dream Defenders. Pink's mentor, Quanisha Smith, remembers meeting them for the first time.
She was a little shy. I was like, okay, I see something in you.
With guidance from Smith, Pink gained confidence. Pink started canvassing and throwing voter parties.
And she was just in a place like, I want to know more and I want to grow. And like she saw our fellowship as being a tool and a path for her to be able to do that.
Dream Defenders has about 80 members. They're black and brown and young. With Dream Defenders, Pink led initiatives to increase youth engagement. Smith says youth like Pink care about their rights.
They are engaged. They see what their parents had to go through to get here, right? And that reality of like, oh, because of my status, certain things that I can't do.
Important issues for Pink are healthcare, student debt, and immigration.
People who come here deserve to live dignified lives, whether they have papers or not. Like, borders are whack.
And even more now with the spread of this coronavirus.
Our healthcare system is completely broken, and the way that the government finds trillions of dollars to bail out banks but not enough to provide for testing kits and research and all the things that we so desperately need right now is just really telling of the empire that we live in.
Pink is ready for this year's presidential election and will be voting for the first time. Even with the coronavirus pandemic, politics is still something that's on Pink's mind.
I'm definitely thinking of politics all the time. I'm waiting to see what happens in the upcoming week.
Pink's paying close attention to Senator Bernie Sanders and his campaign. Sanders lost the Florida primaries to Vice President Joe Biden.
If Biden wins the primary, I will not be voting. Just as simple as that.
For now, Pink can get out the vote like before through voter campaigns. Miami is a ghost town, and people are urged to stay at home. So to pass the time, when they are not working on their online classes, Pink writes poetry as they wait for the November election.
When you are old enough to understand.
In this poem, Janelisa Ayuso, also known as Pink, writes to their future daughter about hope.
To show you what revolutionary love looks like.
For the World, I'm Alejandra Martinez in Miami.